Hong Kong Certificate of Education Examination 2000. English Language Syllabus B, Paper 3, Integrated Listening, Reading and Writing. Instructions to candidates. You should have on your desk a question-answer book and a data file. Do not open them until you are told to do so. I repeat, do not open the question-answer book and data file until you are told to do so. Now, write your candidate number, center number, and seat number in the boxes provided on your question-answer book. You are reminded that all examination materials will be played once only. The test is divided into two parts, Part A and Part B. You should use a pencil to answer all questions in Part A, short tasks. For Part B, extended tasks, you should use a pen. Put your hand up now if you have any difficulties. It is not possible to handle complaints after you have taken the test. Now look at your question answer book. Check that your question answer book has no missing pages. Look for the words end of paper on the last page. Now look at your data file. Check that your data file has no missing pages. Look for the words, "This is the last page of the data file," on the last page. The test is about to begin. Keep your earphones on until you are told to take them off. Part A. Open your question answer book. You should use a pencil for this part of the paper. You now have 1 minute to study Section 1 and Section 2 of Part A. Part A is about to begin. Turn to page 1 of your question answer book. Section 1. In this section, you will hear a question followed by a conversation. Look at the information provided and the four possible answers. Choose the best answer and write the appropriate letter A, B, C or D in the box provided. Question 1. How many people do they need to book a table for?
Have you booked a table at the restaurant for Saturday night?
No, I'd better do that now. So how many shall I book it for? Let me see. There's you and I.
And your parents. That makes four. And Tom and Mary.
Oh, yes. That reminds me. Mary rang to say she couldn't make it. But Tom doesn't mind coming on his own.
Oh, okay.
Question two. What is the woman going to bring for the barbecue?
Are you coming to our office barbecue?
Yes. I'll buy the charcoal if you like.
Well, actually, I've got plenty left over from last time.
That's good. Okay, then, I'll bring some chicken wings and sauce.
And I'll bring some sausages.
Don't bother. I've got plenty in the freezer. I'll bring those.
Question three. Which game should they buy?
Let's get a game for the children to play while we're on holiday.
Good idea, but it needs to be light and easy to carry. And something to keep them busy during the long flights would be useful.
Yes, you're right. So we can't take anything too large.
Let me see. Our youngest is 7, isn't she? And Tom's nearly 10. So how about one of these?
Oh, they've got that card game already.
Okay, let's get this one then. At least they'll learn something.
Question four. Which invitation is the woman replying to?
Please leave your message after the tone.
Hey, congratulations. This is Mary calling. Well done. All that hard work has been worth it. I'm just ringing to say thank you for the invitation. We'd love to come. See you on Thursday at 1:30. And don't forget, we want to buy the picture of Repulse Bay. Keep it for us.
Question five. Which language school do they choose?
I've managed to get some information on schools to help us improve our Cantonese.
That's great. Let's see. Well, that one's no good. It's only for kids.
Oh, you're right. Sorry. Never mind. Now, I want to improve my speaking ability, and you're interested in listening.
Yes. This school looks the best for us, and look, it offers activities after classes have ended. That would be useful.
Yes, but I want to be able to study with computers.
Okay, how about this one then?
That's the end of section one. Section two. In this section, you should read the instructions for each item carefully and look at the information provided. Then, listen to the conversation and follow the instructions. Question 6.
Bayside Restaurant.
Oh, hello. I'd like to book a table for tonight, please.
Okay, what's your name, please?
It's Lee. L-E-E. Mrs. Lee.
Yes, Mrs. Lee. And for how many people?
5 people, please. At 8:30.
I'm afraid we're fully booked, then. How about 9:15?
Yes, that'll be fine. Oh, one other thing. Do you have a no-smoking section?
Yes.
Is it possible to have a table there?
Yes, we can do that. I'll make a note of that.
That's great. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Question 7.
Please leave your message after the tone.
Hi, Sally. This is Mark. I've got the details of that book you wanted. Hope you're ready with paper and pen. It's called How Children Think and Learn. It's in the library. I saw 2 or 3 copies there the other day. The author is David Wood. That's W-O-O-D. It was published in 1988 by Blackwell. That's B-L-A-C-K-W-E-L-L. I found it really useful for the essay we have to do. Give me a call sometime. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Question 8.
As you will see from the chart, the number of people dying from heart disease in the USA reached its peak in 1960. The figures available show a steady increase in the number of people dying from this cause up to that year. For the year when our records begin, that's 1940, you can see that the figure stood at 180. 10 years later, however, the figure had risen by 20, and the number of people dying from heart disease peaked, as we have mentioned, in 1960 at 225. It's interesting to note that the number has fallen steadily since then. In 1970, the number fell by 15. The figure for 1990 shows that the downward trend is continuing. As you can see, the figure stands at 185, a decrease of 10 compared to the figure for 1980. These figures are really quite remarkable if you consider...
Question 9.
Welcome to the first day of the course. As this is your first day, I'd like to run through today's timetable with you in case you have any questions. I'm afraid there have been several changes to the timetable we sent you. You might like to note down the details. We'll be starting with a class on letter writing, not grammar. Sorry about that. The grammar class will take place after lunch instead of the planned class, which has been cancelled. Now going back to the morning, after the break, we'll have a class on speaking skills, not reading. Then we'll stop for lunch at 1 p.m., not 12:30, as originally planned. Okay? Any questions?
Yes. Are we still going to have a discussion about Hong Kong students' pronunciation problems after the break?
Oh, sorry. No, we're still having a discussion, but it's going to be about your project instead. We thought this would be more useful at this stage of the course. One other thing. We'll finish half an hour earlier than planned. I'm sure there won't be any complaints about that.
That's the end of Section 2. Section 3. You work for an estate agent. People who are looking for property to rent come into your office. Note down their requirements on the form provided below. You have 10 seconds to study the form before the conversation begins. Question 10.
Good morning. Can I help you?
Oh, yes. We're looking for a two-bedroom flat to rent.
Yes, we have plenty of two-bedroom flats. Where were you thinking of?
Well, we both work at the University of Hong Kong, so we'd like to live near there.
That's fine. Near Hong Kong U then. And what's your budget?
We can afford to spend between 19,000 and 22,000 per month, but we need at least 800 square feet.
Yes, that will be possible if you're happy with an older building.
Well, that's no problem. Oh, we also want a roof garden and a sea view.
I'll just make a note of that. Roof garden and sea view. And what about a parking space?
Oh, that would be good, as we're thinking of buying a car.
Okay. I think we can show you a few suitable flats. Now, can I have your names and contact phone number, please?
Oh, sure. Question 11.
Good morning. Can I help you?
Yes. I'd like to rent somewhere suitable for a restaurant, please.
Right. How much do you want to pay?
Between $75,000 and $95,000 a month.
Okay. I've got that.
And it must be on the ground or first floor.
Okay. I'll put that under special features. Do you have any other special things in mind?
Yes. It must have large windows, too.
Okay. And which area are you thinking of?
I'd like it to be in Causeway Bay, near the MTR.
Okay. Causeway Bay, near the MTR. You can get around 900 square feet there within your budget. Is that enough space?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. I'll see what I can do. Can I have your name and contact phone number, please?
Yes.
That's the end of section 3. Section 4. Listen to the interview and fill in the form as if you were the interviewer. Put ticks in the appropriate boxes and write down the necessary information. You have 30 seconds to study the form. One box has been filled in for you as an example.
Good morning. I'm doing a survey on pollution in Hong Kong. I wonder if I could ask you a few questions.
Well, will it take long?
Maybe 5 minutes.
Okay, then.
Right. May I ask you which age range you fall into? Is it this one, 31 to 40?
I wish it were. In fact, I'm just over that.
And do you have a job?
Yes, I'm a nurse. I work in a private hospital.
Okay. And do you have a car?
Well, I need one for my work.
Thanks. Now, I wonder if you could tell me if you've noticed any pollution problems in Hong Kong.
Oh, yes.
Could you tell me which problems you've noticed?
The other day, I visited a country park in the New Territories, and it was disgusting. There were bottles and plastic bags and paper everywhere. The bins were so full they were overflowing. And then one day we tried to go swimming. I say tried, because the water looked so filthy that there was no way I'd go in.
Right. Now tell me, which of those two do you think is the most serious problem here?
They're both quite serious. But actually, I would have to say that air pollution is the most serious problem. For example, I know that the hospitals and doctors are seeing more children who are having trouble breathing.
Yes, that's my next question. Do you experience any health problems yourself which you think might be related to pollution?
Well, yes, actually, I do. I often wake up with sore eyes, and sometimes I sneeze a lot. It's very annoying. Oh, and sometimes I get a bad cough too. And I get really bad headaches. So far, I haven't had any breathing problems like some of my friends.
Okay, sore eyes. Every day, did you say?
Well, nearly every day.
And sometimes sneezing and a bad cough.
Yes, and headaches. I often get those.
Okay. What about stomach upsets?
Well, fortunately not.
Okay. Now, could you just tell me what things you do to help prevent pollution? For example, do you buy recycled paper?
Yes, I try to.
Good. So I'll note down, buys recycled paper. What about when you go shopping? Do you use plastic bags?
Actually, I have several cotton shopping bags. I usually remember to take one with me.
Good. So that's uses cotton shopping bags. Is there anything else you can think of? Anything you do to help improve things in Hong Kong?
Well, actually, although I have a car, I take public transport when I can. It's cheaper and quicker, and it must be better for the environment.
Yes, you're right. I'll just make a note of that. Takes public transport. Fine.
And there's one other thing. I really do make an effort to turn off the lights when I'm not in the room.
Oh, good. Turns off lights when not in room. Great, thank you. Now just a few more questions. Did you know that the government monitors air pollution?
Oh, is that the figure which is printed in the South China Morning Post every day?
That's it. And did you know that the police fine people who drive vehicles which produce too much smoke?
Goodness, do they? I had no idea.
Yes, they do. Did you know that Hong Kong has an Environmental Protection Department?
That's the EPD, isn't it?
Right. And did you know that Hong Kong has banned the sale of petrol with lead in it?
They did that last year, didn't they?
Yes, that's right. One last question. What's the most important thing the government should do to help prevent pollution, in your opinion?
That's easy. I think they should educate people about the environment. It all comes down to education, in my opinion.
That's interesting. Just a second while I make a note of that. Educate people about environment. Right, got that. Thank you very much for your time. You've been very helpful.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
You now have 2 minutes to make any changes to your answers.
Thank you.
That's the end of Part A. Part B. Turn to page 7 of your question answer book. Situation. You are Paul Lau, an 18-year-old boy who is the lead singer and songwriter for a pop group called The Image. You now play regularly together in a local club. You and the other members of the group are going to perform in the 2000 Hong Kong Youth Arts Festival. You are therefore attending a briefing session during which you are informed about how to publicize your group in the local newspapers so that people will know about you. You have two tasks to do. 1. Complete a press release giving information about your group. 2. Write a letter to the Hong Kong Youth Arts Festival Program Coordinator asking for a change of performance date, giving the reason for your request. You will find all the information you need in the question answer book, the data file, and the briefing session. You will have 5 minutes to study the question answer book in order to familiarize yourself with the situation and the tasks. You should also read the press release guidelines and the draft program on pages 1 and 2 of the data file. You will now hear the briefing session in which the festival organizer, Alice Lindsay, talks to you and your group about preparing for the festival. Write notes on pages 1 and 2 of the data file as you listen. Now turn to page 1 of the data file.
Well, hi everybody. Great to see you. So you're ready to perform in the Youth Arts Festival?
Yes.
Good. Let me tell you all about it. Now, there are a number of things you have to do, and you better take notes about these to remind yourselves about them.
Okay, Paul, you're in charge of that. You can take notes.
Why me? I only joined the group last year.
Never mind. You're the lead singer. You're in charge.
Now, you'll have to write a press release to publicize yourselves. Okay, what's this press release? Well, it's information you give to members of the press, such as newspaper reporters, to help them know more about you, so they can write about you in the newspapers.
Oh, I haven't got any paper. I'll write my notes on the press release guidelines that you gave us.
Sure, no problem. Now, you start by giving your group's name.
Right.
Then, write down the names of everyone in the group and what your role is, what you all do in the band.
That's easy. We haven't changed since I joined.
Also, I need the name of a contact person. Who's that?
Oh, Paul, that should be you.
Okay. And remember to give your phone number, Paul.
I'll give my new mobile number. Hang on. What is it?
9635-8710. Can't you remember anything?
I better write that down before I forget it again. 9635-8710.
Next, you give details about your performance. Well, you sing pop songs, and you're a group, aren't you?
Yeah, and we always sing in English.
Okay, then you describe your performance and give information about what you've done in the past, a history of your previous performances, etc.
Like the fact that we play rock and roll?
Yes. And do you play anything apart from rock and roll?
Yes, we also sing slower numbers, you know, love songs.
Right, rock and roll and love songs.
Our history has got two parts, really. The first part was when we were at school, and the second part was after we left school.
Hang on, I'd better start taking notes.
Okay, start with when you were at school, and that's when it all began.
Right, we got together at school over 2.5 years ago, in January 1998. January 1998, that's right.
You have to write something about what you did at school. Did you give any concerts then?
Yeah, we gave 2 concerts at school. The first one at Chinese New Year when we first got together. And the second one was a farewell concert where we were awarded the Best Performance Award.
That's in the school magazine article, Paul.
Okay, I'll look it up later.
That must have been nice to get an award just before you left school.
Yeah, that was great.
That should certainly go in your press release.
Yeah. Mandy was our lead singer in those days. We've changed a lot since then. We mainly played slower, more romantic numbers when Mandy was the lead singer.
But then she went to Canada. You know, we were not really a rock and roll band when we were at school. We mainly sang love songs. They suited Mandy's voice.
And so Mandy left for Canada after you left school.
Yeah, and Paul joined us after Mandy left. That started the second part of our history.
Well, those early days should go in your press release. Your 2 school concerts, Mandy's leaving, and how your music changed when Paul joined you. That's all an important part of your history.
After Paul joined us, we decided to play more rock and roll. We play every Saturday night at a club till late.
Right. Put in any information about a regular appearance like that. Mention the name of the club and details of the performance.
Yeah, and then there was our TV performance.
Oh, yes.
It's in a cutting from the Hong Kong Morning Post. We got a copy of that.
Put down that we were winners of a talent competition on TV, on that programme called Hong Kong Talent Spot Us.
Oh yes, certainly, Anna. Any TV appearance should be put in, especially as you won a talent competition. Now, remember to include the details about when these things happened.
Oh, and then there was our performance with the Hot Metal Band when they visited Hong Kong last year. We still have that ad in our collection of press cuttings.
Yes, wonderful. Appearing with an internationally famous pop band? That must have been your biggest performance yet.
That's right.
Certainly, you should include that. Is that also in the collection of your press cuttings?
Yes, we kept an article about us from Music Magazine.
Yes, I seem to remember that article. Didn't it make the point about how international you are? I think that's a great thing to put into your press release.
Do you want us to put down our life stories?
No, just where you come from. You all come from different countries, don't you? Just put down where you come from to make this point about how international your group is. That's a nice feature to mention.
Okay, I'll make sure I include that.
Yes. Now, as you're a pretty well-known pop group, you'll be performing in one of the bigger theatres. That is, the Shusen Theatre or the APA Drama Theatre. Okay?
Okay.
Good. You'll find the information about the date and time of your performance in the draft programme. You already have that, don't you, Paul?
Yes. The draft programme says we will be at the APA Drama Theatre at 9:30 on Sunday the 5th.
Now remember, please, we've given you that slot based on the information you gave us, so there should be no reason for a change.
Excuse me, Alice. There's a slight problem. Well, we gave you a list of suitable dates for our performance some time ago, but I've discovered that I've got a driving test at 9 o'clock on Monday morning. Can we change dates?
Yeah, Johnny's going to be a car driver. People of Hong Kong, watch out.
Oh, I see. So you can't make it on the date we've given you, Johnny. I can see why you want to go to bed early the night before your driving test. That shouldn't be a problem. We have other time slots. You see the blank spaces on the draft programme?
Yes.
Okay, right. Well, what you must do is write a letter explaining why you can't perform on that date. A driving test is a valid reason. That's difficult to rearrange. Write a letter to make it official. Paul, you're leading the group, so you'd better do it. Explain that Johnny has a driving test on the following day and give an alternative date.
Okay, fine. Will any date do?
As long as it's got a free slot. I'm afraid only the last slots are available. You must choose one of those.
Well, Saturday is out. We play at On the Edge every Saturday.
I have to go to my music lesson on Monday evening, and Tuesday the 7th has no free slot, so it'll have to be on Wednesday in the Shusen Theatre.
Okay, Wednesday. Ask for that in your letter. You only need to give the reason for not being able to play on the 5th of November. And don't forget to state the new time and venue as well.
Right. I'll mention the date, time and venue and explain why we can't play on the 5th.
There'll be no problem with the new date. But don't put the new date, time and venue in your press release until you've got confirmation from the program coordinator. Leave these blank for the time being.
Okay, I'll leave those items blank in the press release. Should I send a letter to you?
No. Write to Mr. James Ho, the program coordinator. Tell him I've agreed to the change of date.
Okay. I'll tell him in my letter that you've agreed to the change and ask him to confirm that it's all right.
That's right. He needs to know so he can adjust the program. Yes, and ask him to confirm the new date as soon as possible, so that you can complete the press release.
And when do we have to hand in the completed press release?
By the 15th of September. So do ask Mr. Ho to confirm the new slot before then.
Okay, I'll make a note of that. Ask Mr. Ho to confirm the new slot before mid-September.
Well, that's about everything, I think. So I'll see you all on the day of the performance, right?
Right. Thanks.
Bye.
That's the end of the listening component of this test. Put down your pencil. You will have an hour to complete the tasks in Part B. An announcement will be made when the time is up. Take off your earphones now and turn off your radio.